Second, I'm not familiar with the man's look. He had a mullet.
Well, it's a very particular interpretation.
And it's a lovely colour and hue as well. It's like a chestnut mullet you've got
it
as well.
It is a little chestnut. There are flecks of red in there too.
So what is that? How much of that is natural and how much of it is extensions?
Quite a lot of it is extensions. It's right down my back.
And how long have you had that for?
Since we started doing the play. I think this is my third month.
What do you do about showering and washing it? Does it fall out?
No, the maintenance is quite heavy.
Please, yeah. We're filming this bit right now. Could you show me what you did 10 minutes ago about how you wash it? It's like, this is basically DT reenacting a Timotei advert.
Well, there's just, because it's extensions, you're not allowed to kind of give it a good old...
Because they come out.
So you have to sort of massage them and kind of... Luckily, though, there are people at the Royal Shakespeare Company. I go in early some days and they do it for me.
They do it for you?
Really?
Yeah, because I was making such a mess of it.
And what does Mrs. DT think about life with that?
You need to ask her, but she's not altogether disappointed.
Doesn't he look like sort of trailer trash?
I find it really disturbing, to be honest.
I know.
Really disturbing.
It's hard to get used to.
Unleashed.
Really? And so how are you? Amazing reviews for it as well.
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm having a very good time, yeah.
We had an email that came in late last night from one of our listeners who came last night.
Oh, right, okay.
And loved it.
Good.
But said at no point in the programme, when it goes through all of your fine acting highlights, do you mention the last... three pantos
really,
you've done.
That's not been... no, that must
that's
been.
Not in there.
That's all going to change after this year.
Yeah.
Seriously. No.
Zombie Doors. Now, you've seen the script.
I've read the script from cover to cover. I'm very excited. I'm pumped, I think.
Compared with other years that you've been involved in this, how does it feel?
It feels like a more thorough piece of work.
He referred to it as a weighty production.
It is a weighty production. Yeah, exactly. There's apparently more pages than there's ever been before.
I need to just take you through what's happening in this little theatre then. Obviously, the audience are being allowed in after 7 o'clock. What a treat they're going to have.
I know.
On all their seats. I didn't know this was happening. Do you want to explain what's on every audience member's seats? Now, Oprah Winfrey is famous for under the seats of an audience that she did once, one of her live TV shows, there was a gift and it was a car for every audience member. Obviously, Rich, you've taken that on board, but no cars.
I have, and what a delight they're going to have. It's the gift that keeps on giving because it's a gift they can take away from this morning and enjoy tonight. Let's go to this chair here.
Does it keep on giving? Is that after you've consumed it?
In the toilet pan.
That's not what I'm saying. On this first chair here, a pack of Old El Paso beef and bean chili burritos. But then I move forward a chair. On this one, Old El Paso cheesy baked enchiladas. On this one, original smoky barbecue fajitas.
And so on and so on
and so on.
150 seats.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're on stage tonight. I'm sure that Richie can give you some business cards to swap of the El Paso Corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, we should get these. We should get them to sponsor Richard II as well.
If you were coming to a panto, that's not what you'd expect, is it?
No, that's definitely true, mate. And now we must move on to a sponsor who actually pays money to be involved in the show, other than the ones that you're exchanging free goods to get free plugs for. Play the music, Gary. Okay, it is time for the second Friday on Wixaroo. Up for grabs is a lovely Makita 18-volt drill. What a beautiful thing. Talking about Wix, last year when we did the panto, do you remember the Wix manger?
I do, yes.
Behind DT right now is the Queen Wix pub that they've made. That obviously Shane, Alfie Moon, to keep it simple for Shane, to come from one fictional pub to another fictional pub, he's going to be running the Queen Wix pub. It's an amazing setup.
I think it's brilliant.
This is a thorough piece of... Look at that.
That's props, listeners. That's props. Richie, how does Wixaroo work then?
So we are looking for two contestants who will be playing Wixaroo, which is very similar to Buckaroo, basically because
it's almost identical.
It is the same because you've actually got Buckaroo here on stage.
You will choose a location on the horse's saddle for me to place one of the items of luggage. Okay, I will do that very, very carefully. And then obviously when the horse... Bucks.
You see how you say that?
Exactly.
We're all excitable.
Obviously, the other person will then win. It's a very simple game.
Okay, call in now to play 0330 123 1215. We'll play next after Maggie's Travel on Absolute Radio.